Tana Rabbanan, look at a braise like this. Really, you have to have a blackboard for this. You have to have each case written out, a piece of paper. We'll go through a little bit shneller here. Tana Rabbanan, yesh, there's a case that's choylet li'imai misafik. There's a case that sometimes a son has to give his own mother chalitza minasafik. Your own mother sometimes can be a doubt that she needs chalitza from you. La'achoysa misafik. Certain cases, your own sister. Sometimes your own sister, when her husband dies, you have to give her chalitza minasafik. And labita misafik. If even be a case, your own daughter. Sometimes, when your daughter's husband dies, that you have to give her chalitza. How could that be case? Of course, a madna. You only have to give chalitza to your brother's wife, not to your mother, not to your sister, not to your daughter. So the case is like this. Imai v'yishacheres. You have your mother and another lady. The kids are two ladies. Fulahan shnei zecharim. Each one has a son at home. Each one has their own son. V'yichazro v'yoldu shnei zecharim b'machva. Now these two ladies, when they're pregnant the second time, they gave birth in a cave, b'machva. And in a cave, was time they were afraid of the game. Things got mixed up and the babies got mixed up. They're not sure whose son belongs to which one is their son. They're not sure. So kids, each lady has a vaday son at home, and now they had another son, which is a doubt which one. So the kids said the two boys at home has a doubt which one of these two is their brothers. Ubo bino shalzu vinos ima shalzu. Now, the two boys at home, one boy married the other mother, the other lady. The two ladies weren't relatives. There's Rachel and Chana. So each one had a son. So Chana's son married Rachel after her husband died, and Rachel's son married Chana after her husband died. So, Ubod b'nos shalzu b'nos ima shalzeh, or b'nos shalzu b'nos ima shalzeh, umesu. And then these two boys died. B'lei b'nim without children. So it comes out is the two boys that are suffic, who's their mother, what came out now? These two boys died. One of the boys is his brother. So you don't know which one is his brother. He has to give yibum to both of them. Even though it's coming out that the other lady is his mother. He doesn't know which one's his mother. So he doesn't know who his brother, doesn't know who his mother is.
One of them is Abada, is the mother.
Right, right. So Menasofik, he has to give chalitza to both the ladies, because one lady is his brother's wife, even though the other lady is his mother. So comes out a case that you have to give Menasofik chalitza to your mother. Each one has to give chalitza to his own mother, Menasofik. La'achoysa misafik. How do you have the case, your own sister, you have to give a chalitza misafik? The same type of a case. Ketzad. How's the case? Imai v'yishacheres. Like two ladies. Your mother and another lady. Sheyoldu shtei nekeves. B'machva. They both gave birth to girls. In a cave. Again, and we don't know whose mother is who. Ubo achayim. And now their brothers came. Sheloi mayoseim. Not from the same mother. Just from the same father. V'nosum. And they married these two ladies. Umesu b'lei b'nim, they died without children. So there's a case that's Yisafik, your sister, that chilus l'shtayim, you have to chalitza to both of them. Why? Because one of the two boys is your brother, even though one of them is your sister. So the kids, so you don't know which one is your brother, which one is your sister. So nimsu chilus l'achaysim Yisafik. In this case also comes out, you have to give chalitza to both the wives, even though one of them is your sister, but you don't know which one. Because when the two mothers gave birth, the two girls got mixed up. So you don't know who is your sister. So therefore, even though your brother married one, but you don't know who's who, so in a suffix you have to give a chalitza. Fight the labita in a suffix. Where's the case you have to give your own daughter a chalitza in a suffix? Same case. Ketzad. Ish toi v'ish acheres. You have two ladies. Your mother and another lady. Sheyoldu shtein nekeves amachva. They gave birth to two girls in the same cave. And again, they got mixed up. You don't know who's the mother of who. Obo achayim. But each mother had already a son at home. So the kids said the two sons at home, like the two brothers here really, v'nosum, they married the mothers. In other words, each son married the other one's mother. Umesu b'lei b'nim, they died without children. So zecheles levitoi. And not the mothers, okay. I mean, the two brothers came at home, married these two girls here. Umeisa b'lei bonim. So zechelas lebita misafik, v'zechelas lebita misafik. Like it's possible that your brother married your daughter. No, not your brother, I mean. Your brother married one of these two. Now again, you don't know which one of these two is your daughter. So in the case we don't know which one of the two is your daughter, you have to give chlitza to both of them, because your brother married one of them, and one of them is called your brother's wife. That's the exact case as Rashi goes through here, Gantariches, the husband died and the brother married them. But the kids of these are the cases, though, where you don't know who is your daughter, and it's possible that your brother married her. So if so, not that your brother married your daughter, because you don't know who your brother is either. One of them. So therefore, menasafik, you have to give both wives chalitza, because one of them was your brother's wife. Even though it's also a safik, one of them was your daughter. So that's how you have a case. So menasafik, you have to give chalitza to both of them.
What about a
tzara
of the wife?
Right. Tanya does it like this. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, used to say like this. It's possible that ish for ish, you can have a man and a lady, pomim shemalidim chomesh umas. That they could have five children, and each child has a different aloch. It's like a different a different nation. How could that be, Ketzad? Yisrael, a regular Jew, shelokach eved v'shifcha min ashuk. He went and bought an eved and a shifcha off another guy. So we're talking about now this eved v'shifcha. Originally they were goyim, and they were an eved v'shifcha. Tulehen shnei bonim. Now when they were still goyim and eved v'shifcha, they had two children. Now, v'nizgai rechen mehen. Let's say one of these boys became a ger, became a Jew. So nimtso, so far, what comes out with the seventh of a shivcha? That echad ger v'echad oivik achavim. One child is a ger, and the other child is called a goy. So far, the two children, one is a ger, one's a goy. When a loch of an eved v'shivcha that belongs to a goy does not own the eved kinyan aguf. So therefore, their children are not called avodim, but their children are called pure goyim. So therefore, this eved v'shivcha that had two children, and now one is Mizgayer, one is called the Jew, a Ger, and one is called the Pure of the Kekovim. Now, Hetzvilon Neshem Avdus, the Jew that bought this Eved B'Shivcha, was table them to become now an Eved Kenanis, and a Shivcha Kenanis. And now after they both became like a Shivcha and an Eved Kenani, now she became pregnant the second time, the third time. She had a third son. And this son now is called an Eved. So if so, Harekan, so far the three children is, one was a Ger, for Yevet Kechavim, one's a pure Goy, for Yevet, and now the third one is an Eved Kenani. What about Shichres HaShivcha? Now the Jew, the owner, freed the mother. Freed the Shivcha. Obo Aleh Eved. And the Eved that wasn't freed yet, lived with her. So the Dinah is like an Eved Kenani, living with a Bas Yisrael. And this man, the holds, the kid is a Mamzer. So the fourth kid now is a mamzer. Harekan, what do they have so far? A ger, or no, v'kechavim, an eved, a mamzer. That's the four children. Now, shichru shneim, let's say the owner, the Jew, frees even the father. He frees the eved. So now he's a regular ben Yisrael. And the mother now is a regular bas Yisrael. V'esiyim zelazeh, they get married now together. And they have a child, the fifth child. That's a regular Jew. Because the mother is a Jew now and the father is a Jew now. So that's the fifth son born a regular Jew. Is Harekan Ger for Yehovah Kechavim, for Eved Umanza of Yisrael. That's the five children they have, five different halachas. For the Gemara, my Kamashim, what's the Kiddush? And the Chorim Pshita, what are you telling me? Of course that's the halachas. The middle case of the Kiddush. Yehovah Kechavim, the Eved Habu Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Namzer. Even though that's the Machloikis, as this time holds like that. Therefore, when the Yisrael freed the mother, that the Shivcha now became a regular Bas Yisrael, and the father, the Eved, came and lived with her, so the halacha is, the kid is called the Mamza, that's the Kiddush over here. That's why you have five different halachas with five different children. Tana Rabbonim, learned another case. Yesh, it's possible, Yesh Moicheres Oviv, it's possible that a son has the right to sell his father, to collect for his mother ksuba. When her mother loses her husband, so the son has a right to sell the father to get money to collect the ksuba. How do you have a case like that? Ketzad, Yisrael lokach eved v'shifcha min ashuk. A Jew went ahead and bought a regular eved and a shifcha from goyim from the shuk. V'lahem ben, and they, this eved v'shifcha, had a son, a goy, not a son. Now the Yisrael bought the Eved, the mother and the father. V'shichrar es ha-shivcha. And the Jew now freed the mother, the shivcha. V'nosa. And he even married her. The Yisrael now married. He's allowed to marry. She's a regular bat Yisrael now. The Jew, the owner, married her. V'omad v'kosav. And now the Jew, now her new wife, her new husband, wrote to her, "Kol nechosav lebno, all the nechosav, whatever I own, I'm giving over to your child." Now the father, the original father, is still neved. Who owns him? The Yisrael. Now the Yisrael is writing that whatever he owns, he's giving over to her son. So he owns the father. He owns the eved. So it's like the Yisrael is giving over the father, the eved, to the son. Nimsa comes out that now when the Yisrael dies, and the wife has the right to get a ksuba, so she goes to the son to collect the money that belonged to the husband. So now, Nimsa zeh moicher es oviv lahag v'slima ksubasa. It comes out a case there that the son now, that the father wrote all his nechosim go to him, so the mother wants to get a ksuba, she goes to the son to say, "Listen, even though my husband gave you all the nechosim, but I have a right to get the ksuba." So you know what he does? He says, "Okay, I own my father, I own the eved, because that was in the nechosim, so I'll sell my father." So the son has a right to sell his own father in order that his mother should get the ksuba from this Yisrael. For the Gemara again, Maitha Mashmalon, what's the chiddush? Pshita, that's halacha. The mother became a Bas Yisrael now. She got married to a regular Jew. So she gets a ksuba when her husband dies. And if the Yisrael owned the original Eved, so Pshita the Eved has to go for the ksuba. So one time the Gemara says, I'll tell you, that Kula Rabbi Meihi, his chiddush is according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Avda Metaltli, that Avodim are only called like Metaltli, are things that move around. An Eved is not, a slave is not called like a karka, like something stable. That's one chiddush. That even though an eved is called like metaltlim, metaltlim is also meshubat for the ksuba. That's the first chiddush. For boy, you say another teretz is like this. You know, not like Reb Meir. Regular metaltlim is not meshubat to the ksuba, but the chiddush is an eved is also considered like karka. Eved hukshul karkois. An eved has the same halacha like a karka. So therefore, you have a right to collect the ksuba from the eved. That was the chiddush of this price over here. Zot the Mishnah. Ho'isha shenis'arev v'lodo b'vlad kalosa. You have a mother, a lady, that she has a daughter, she has a son, that got mixed up with the son of her daughter-in-law. She has a daughter-in-law that they both gave birth the same time. The mother and the daughter-in-law both gave birth the same time. The two babies got mixed up in Machmo. Now, also each one of them had a Vadai, like son at home. Each one had a Vadai son at home also. So now, Higdilo Atarubis. These two that were born later, that we don't know who the mother is, and they grew up. Both these boys now got married. Umesu, and these two boys died. So now, Lamaisa, there are two brothers alive. Each one has a brother that's still alive. So there is a Mrs. Yibam. We just don't know which one is the brother. We don't know which one was the one born to the mother, and which one was born to the daughter. To the daughter-in-law, we don't know which one. So what do we do now? B'nei HaKala, the son of the, no, the brother of the Kala, of the daughter-in-law, no, the daughter-in-law's first son, Choltin, he could only make Kalitza here. V'loi miyavmin, but he cannot be miyavim either one. Why? Shu sofek eshes achiv, sofek eshes achiyoviv. True, one of them, Tak, is his brother's wife. There would have been a Mrs. Yibum. But the other one, you know who she is. She's her father's uncle, she's her father's brother. So she's her aunt. And you're not allowed to live with your aunt. So therefore, the younger one cannot be miyavim. Because the sofek, maybe you're marrying eshes achiyoviv, your aunt. Bashenkin the other way, B'nei Haskeno, the son of the mother, the original mother, the son at home. The Vadei son of the original mother. So him, Oicholtzenoiv Miyavim, he could do whatever he wants here right now. Shesofik Eshesochiv. One sofik is, maybe Taka was his brother that died, and Pshit is let him marry his wife. The other tzad is, V'yeshes Ben Ochiv. The other tzad is, maybe was the wife of his nephew, of the son of his brother. and you're allowed to marry her. She's no relative to you. So Mamon Shach, the lady is Mutatim. Either she's Mamash Eshe Sachi B'mitzvos Yibum, or else she's the daughter of your nephew, she's the wife of your nephew, that's also Mutat to you. That's it, the ones that died were the Sveikis. What about Meisuak Sherim? The Gemara says the Ksherim doesn't really mean Ksherim, the Ksherim means the Vadoim. In other words, like the two sons originally that the mother had, her son, and the daughter-in-law had their son. Let's say those two died. So now when they died, the mice out of these two boys that are Sufik, again, one is a brother to each one. So now, Hataruba is the two Tarubas here. Livnei Haskena Negeit to the one. From the older one, Chotzim Leimiyavmin. Again, her you have to watch out for. Because she may be your aunt. So you're not allowed to make Yibum to her. At most, you can do it only give Chalitza. Shusafik Eshesachiv V'Eshesachiyaviv. Because true, she's a doubt that maybe she's your brother's wife, but if not your brother's wife, then she's your aunt, and you're not going to live with your aunt. So you can't give Yibum to. What about the younger one? The Bnei HaKalo, Echot Chaylitz, one of them could give Chalitzom, V'yechot Miyabim, one of them could be Miyabim, because you have nothing to lose out. Either it's your brother's wife, or else it's your nephew's wife. And your nephew's wife is mutter to you. So therefore, that way, you're allowed to give Yibum. There's no problem. What about like this? Kahanis, Shenis Arif, Vlodo, Vivlat, Shivchoso. You have a Kahanis, a Nashas Koyin, she's Lari Truma, and they also have a Shivcho. So Koyin has a Shivcho, and they both gave birth at the same time, and the two babies got mixed up. So the kids, so one baby here is a Koyin, and one baby is a Shivcho, and Evid, we don't know who's who. Is Arayelu Oichlem Truma. Right now, both of them are Lari Truma. Because the Shivcha of a Kayin could also be Truma. So therefore, they're both Lari Truma. For Cholkin, Chelik Echid Begurin. When they go down to the fields to get portions of Truma, both together only gets one portion. They can't get two portions, because one's only a Shivcha. So together, they only get one portion.